Blog Talk Radio. To me why I'm head bobbling to that.
It's on the BGM list, top 200 something video game music songs, I think. Star Fox, Corina.
It's Corina. Awesome.
Yeah, Corina? I think so. It's Corneria.
Oh.
No, it's Corneria. That's what it is. Corneria. Okay. Sorry. That's the first level in Star Fox. I should know that.
Because I thought Ocarina was Zelda.
Yeah, that's Zelda.
Yeah, Corina is Zelda, yeah.
Corneria. My fault.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Introduce this.
Oh,
train
yeah.
Wreck.
Sorry. I was laughing at something in the chat. Anyway. Sorry to train wreck. It is April 19th, 2012. It is Thursday, and that means it's time for the very raw edition of Gamer Girls Radio. I'm Snow White, and I sound like an official radio announcer, which is really odd.
Yeah,
you ever catch yourself
though.
Doing that? You ever catch yourself like sounding like an actual radio announcer, and you're like, "Holy crap, what am I doing?"
Yeah, we do that every morning.
Yeah. Very weird. I do that too when I'm doing the news. It sounds like I'm an actual official radio announcer. I'm like, "Oh God."
You get in the groove and
you do. It's very weird. I can't even do it. I'm Snow White, the baddest ass bitch up in this piece. I don't really know.
Hells yeah.
Woo! And apparently my picture in Skype is nasty. Just
according to a source.
Yeah, according to a source. It is pretty bad. It is pretty bad.
I'm sorry, that picture is awesome.
Isn't it? I love it. For those of you that want to know, it has a very urban, punked out Snow White with her pants down around her ankles and she's leaning over towards your perspective, and her ass is towards the dwarves in the background. They're all like, "Oh!" In fact, they're staring at her cunt. So it's really funny. I like
oh
it.
Oh my God! Oh my God! You should see her ass out.
It is the raw edition.
It is the raw edition. Yes, it is.
No loot.
we also have Corey/Gamingatrix,
aka the High Pimstress.
The
Honey Brown.
That is right. And then we also have our Junior League member.
Junior League member!
Oh, my God. Ginger Fox.
Where's the activate?
And I'm going to call her the baby girl slut. I think that's
baby
her.
Baby girl slut?
Yeah.
Look at she's smiling.
She is smiling. I think she likes it.
Hell yeah. And I'm making a tattoo for half of the show. This is baby girl slut. Baby girl slut. Yes.
Baby girl slut. And then we have Master Blaster up in.
Yep.
He's sending porn up in.
I was back. Yeah, I'm back from my little hiatus, but I enjoy gamer porn. I do. Back from my hiatus, and I'm glad to be back. That's all.
And we are glad to have you back.
Thank you.
And I say that sincerely, even though butt heads a lot. I say that sincerely. It's good to have you back.
Yes.
Thank you.
We love you.
I love each and every one of you in my
life. We're
going to grope
you after the show.
Yes, we are. I need a name for him. What's a good name for him?
Balls McGee.
Oh, my God.
Balls McGee it is. All right. Balls
you know
McGee.
What? I can't even top that. I call him Blondie, but that's not going to work too well.
Balls McGee.
Here we go. Blondie Balls McGee.
Oh, my God.
How did you know?
I love you, folks.
How did you know that?
I plead the fifth. Okay.
Carpet's usually my
anyway.
Grace unless you're dying them and you're a guy. So.
Oh my God.
It's not really the carpet, it's more like the basketballs matching the hoop.
Oh God.
Oh Blaster, how we missed thee. It was way too much estrogen last week. We didn't know what to do with all that estrogen.
We really didn't. It was a whole lot of estrogen up in here. It really was.
We had the Molly sit in with us, and it was estrogen filled.
That got pretty wild, though. You must admit,
it got wild. It got dirty. I like the ESRB.
I'm downloading last week's show right now as we speak.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Look away.
It's bad.
Look away. That was a train wreck.
It was. But then again, when is it not a train wreck? You know what I'm saying?
It's bad. Run.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. All right. We already talked about Maxim, yeah, so we don't need to harp on it.
No.
Don't get started on that
again.
Don't do it.
We need to talk about that
again. We could, but I'd rather not.
No, right. Don't do it.
You Canadians next week. You Canucks next week get a gaming event, which we announced yesterday, I think. I don't really remember. I have no concept of time or space. DeLorean is lost on me. Don't ask me why I made that reference. Wow. But you guys have like the coolest thing ever, the Canadian Video Game Awards in 2 days. I'm so jealous. Why for? We don't have that here. We're also jealous because you all have asked us to come and host every year, but you never pay for a place just to sleep. We don't have peoples in Canada.
We don't. If you would pay, we would be there, yo.
They all live here. The people we know that come from Canada, they all came here, so we can't stay at their houses. Don't do us any good. So
why are you guys coming here? Stay up there for the free health care. Don't come down here.
Word, right?
I was up there. I'd stay there for the free health care.
I'm thinking about breaking my leg and going up there just to get the same thing. That's how I'm making it.
She's like, my leg's broken, eh? I love hockey, eh? Okay. They'll never be on you, Corey. They'll never figure it out.
No, I'm going to Quebec.
You're making me choke on my melon. Stop that.
Oh my God. She's choking on her melon. She put her melon in her mouth.
I got a visual. Wow.
I got a visual, too. And then I tried to emulate it.
Girl, with them small titties, you cannot emulate it. I'm sorry.
Yes, I can. I'll be damned. Want to bet me some money I can?
If you need help emulating, just let me know. Show
up. Fun words.
I think my boobs are getting bigger. I don't know.
We need pictures. Let's compare.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
I've only taken one picture of my boobs lately. One.
Let me just say blackmail is such an ugly word.
Why is it going to be black?
Okay.
Hey, some of us like blackmail. Get it?
Milky breastmail is such an ugly word.
Get it? Get it, Corey? Get it?
Oh, I'm going to cut your ass. Okay, anyway. Did you hear my knife? Okay. I'm sorry. I got to close this Google VP. If we'd known you look like this, I would have bought stock in Google a long time ago. All you had to do was stand up and say, hi, I'm the VP of Google. Damn. Wow.
He is hot.
He looks like my ex-boyfriend, although he's a hell of a lot taller than my ex-boyfriend was.
Mm-hmm. You got some hot ex-boyfriends then, girl.
I do. I'm sad, too.
But it's missing some inches, which is not good. Okay. Where do we start? There's so much happened this week. So much to talk about. Okay, yeah, so I was talking about the Canadian Game Awards. You peoples up in the Canada area, y'all let us know all about that because we are not going. They don't want to pay for us. We can't sleep on the sidewalk. I know y'all got free health care and everything, but we would rather not be sick if we can help.
That's damn right.
We would love to come if, you know, every year y'all invite. We want to come. I love how they say previous years only 2010 and 2011. It's been around forever. Somebody new takes it over and they don't want to acknowledge the before time. Okay, moving along. Did you bitches have anything you wanted to discuss before I jump into?
No, you go right on ahead.
That means they ain't have nothing to discuss. They want me to do it all.
Oh, no, I've got some stuff.
I can bring up some shit.
I've got a bitch I can bitch over. The game over, bitch.
Hey, Tim Cook and Gabe Newell did not meet. They didn't meet last week.
Oh, for the Steam Engine?
Yeah, there was a hot rumor rolling around that Tim Cook from Apple had met with, the Apple CEO had met with Gabe Newell at Valve's office in Washington State. But today, Gabe on a podcast said that he squashed that rumor, said they had not met at all. There's nothing
as
to that at all.
As hot as that would have been, yeah, no.
What would Valve and Apple talk about? That's the thing I don't understand. Is what they both have content delivery systems. They're both masters of content delivery, so I don't really know what they would talk about exactly. Hi, I like your system. Oh, I like yours too.
Let me rub your belly. That's what they were talking about.
I know. Well, that's a long. That's a. I love you, Gabe. I love you, Gabe. But that's a big job, my friend.
Oh.
I do love Gabe.
Just the belly part is big. You have what? His pants open? What? What? Bless her.
I said it has man children. I didn't say about pants open. You guys.
Ooh. That's so hot.
I'm just saying.
Well, the part is. I don't know about Gabe. He needs to.
So if you guys were interested, so if anybody thought something awesome was going to come out of that, sorry.
Well, Ginger had actually gave it a name, which she announced.
Given it a
steam
name.
Engine.
Yes, she named it. She said that's what it should be called if they're going to do something. The steam engine.
Yes.
Called the steam engine?
It should be called the steam engine, and it should be all, like, steampunked out.
It's an article.
It should be all fucking cool.
Oh, I see going with that.
Mm-hmm. Steam, yeah. Steam engine, steampunk.
You know, mm-hmm. Some good watermelon.
You know
Man,
what?
I want some watermelon.
Ha! Mine.
You stingy bitch.
Damn right. Ooh.
As you know, I'm looking at the both of you going, why so serious? And I'm holding a knife, so y'all need to be scared.
But remember, you don't cut anymore. You only do surface
abrasions.
I'm not scared.
I can do surface abrasions with a knife. Again, and we can escalate to cutting. I'm going to start with the surface abrasion.
I am so not scared.
I have to outline the cut that I'm going to make when I say why so serious.
I'm
so that's
sorry,
your surface
Corey.
Abrasion. What?
But that's a hard limit.
I'm sorry, no. I didn't ask you for your limits, so run this bit. All right, so here's what I got to talk about. Who's here is still playing Star Wars The Old Republic?
Me.
Got bad news for you, chick.
What?
This is a not
like, she's like, what?
You know what? The sound you made sounded nothing like her, but it was so wrong.
What? Okay, what is the bad news?
Subscriptions are declining already. So,
oh, well, yeah, I knew that.
Wah, wah, wah.
It doesn't make me enjoy the game any less.
Well, you better enjoy it a whole lot because it could be gone, much like my beloved Matrix Online, and you'll just be talking about it and burning something in effigy. I don't know. Your robe, whatever.
You'll be talking about it in Burning Crusade.
Well, that's okay. You know, I'd never expected it to be around forever, and it definitely is a niche game. It's not, it's going to be difficult for a lot of people to get into the game, but I love it. I have fun with it, and as long as it's around, I'm going to enjoy it. That's fine.
What is that?
I don't even know.
I don't know. I'm just. Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, World of Warcraft, the supposed king of MMORPGs has been. They've been declining in
Have for the past what, year and a half, 2 years now.
Yeah,
They've been doing that to themselves, though. They're calling.
Oh hell yeah! Back in January, yeah, they had that whole gay thing going on. So yeah.
And then they had something else that came up after the gay thing.
Wait, what gay thing?
Oh, they made some comments against gay people.
Did they really?
Yeah. At BlizzCon. Oh, yes, they did.
What
yeah,
did they say?
Really?
All right, I'm going to go back and find it now.
Let Ginger look that up while I give you the numbers from your Star Wars Old Republic. Okay, so it was at 1.25 million. They're down to 1.7. This is from December to February.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's steadily declining. They're saying by the end of the year, ooh, it could be bad.
Oh, no, I know. I'm totally I can see it in the amount of people on the server with me. I can totally see it, and it's fine with me.
Well, here's what
long
we think.
As long as it's around, I'll play it. But if it goes away, I'll find something else to play.
Well, we think that the people are going to be going to Secret World and what's the name of that other little game? Salem.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, BlizzCon, what happened is they had George Corpse Eater Fisher from Cannibal Corpse talking about his love for the Horde. Apparently, he even sang a song or something. The problem with it was his hate for Alliance, specifically the anti-gay language used to describe them. And they even put up video. So,
I'm for the Horde and all, but I wouldn't go that far.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. But apparently, this was a promotional video, and they used anti-gay slurs in it.
Well, that's not nice.
No,
especially not at BlizzCon. There are people there that are gay.
But here's the thing. I don't think that was something that – it was just a dude, right, one of their players that was doing that. I'm sure Blizzard came out and said that that's not appropriate. I'm sure they
did. Well, did they hire this dude from Cannibal Corpse? He's a singer?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they didn't know.
Perform at their
– Did they know
oh,
what he's going to
come on. Somebody had heard his set beforehand.
Yeah, they. I'm sure they watched it. They had to have. You know, you've been in this long enough. You know what? Every time we go to have them on, they say, I need a list of your questions beforehand because they don't like surprises. So they saw something.
We've also been in this game long enough, Corey. Both of us have been in this long enough to know that people don't always do their jobs, though, too.
Yeah.
And
this
I'm
is
sure
true
somebody
too.
Got their
yeah.
pee-pee smacked for that.
I'm sure, yeah. Sir, whoever didn't do their jobs is probably feeling the hurt right now. Because I'm sure that corporate Blizzard would not want people associating them with anti-gay. Come on.
Okay, let me just tag on something else here. Google, and I can only say this at night, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you bitches, but now you done crashed the Optimus Prime. Now we got a problem, Google.
It no longer transforms.
He doesn't. You hear him go, choo-choo-choo-choo. He just shut off.
Uh-oh.
And it says it's a problem with his framework. Look here, Google. Your email isn't acting up.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Her Android, her phone. It's
his
not working.
His name is Optimus Prime. Okay, and Droid
is
powered by the Google framework. Some of it is. In any case, they've been having issues all week. Google has. People have not been able to get into their Gmail. All kinds of craziness has been happening. And now my framework just crashed on Optimus Prime, and he went chirp, 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 chirp. And I'm like, no. Google.
What did you do again?
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Is he a baby bird, or is he a phone? I don't understand.
He is a transforming bird phone.
Nice. Nice. Thunderhawks. Nice.
No, thank you. He's more than me. Yeah, he is. He is a cell phone.
That's what all my ex-girlfriends say. I'm more than meets the eye.
He's a cell phone, telephone. You know what? I
you know, okay, back to this, back to this, back to this BlizzCon thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just read what Ginger sent us, or what Ginger pasted in the chat room, and they have a point. Not only was he slurring gays, he also said that the people of one faction should die.
Ooh, who is that? What faction? The Worgen?
Alliance.
Well, no, you know, all right, I call Alliance Alliance every chance I get.
Okay, but no, you don't understand. This is you're a player playing. This is somebody who was a guest at BlizzCon, a senior-level employee, saying that the people of Alliance, calling them all sorts of gay slurs and saying that the people should die. And then it proceeded to go into, like, a whatever death metal they were.
I need clarification. Is he talking about the actual people need to die or
the characters?
Okay, let me hold on. Dip, 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 dip. Though bleeped out. This is a quote from the article. I haven't watched the video. It says, though bleeped out, Fisher's diatribe calls Alliance players a number of anti-gay slurs and declares that they should die.
No, see, because if you all die and y'all aren't playing your ass Alliance, who am I going to kill?
Exactly. See?
Yeah.
No, I need y'all to be alive.
In the heat of the moment, I've said, you know, during, like, you know, PvP, that I don't want people to die, but I want their toons to die, not them.
Yeah, clothes. Now that's different. That's different.
Are you sure that's not what he meant, though?
I have to watch the video, but still, even if he didn't mean it that way, he needs to make sure that it's understood that way. You have to be very careful of what you say in public, especially when you are representing a company. Because if you don't,
I mean,
especially
like
nowadays, because somebody will take it wrong.
That's true.
I mean, yeah, because I'm like Blaster. If I'm in game and I'm killing somebody, I'm playing PvP, oh, yeah, I am all kinds of cussing and yelling. And,
oh, yeah.
Die, motherfucker, die.
No, my bitch, you face down, bitch. Oh, anyway, yeah.
How's that ground taste?
I saw the joke. Every time we wipe in a dungeon, I'm always like, this ground's so tasty. Mm.
Yes. This is why we all get along.
And Snow's like, y'all calm down. Stop it. Don't say that.
No, you know, on our show, we always have one other person being like, okay, well, that's not really what we mean if we say something that's a little off. But if you are at an event that your company is putting on, you need to watch what the fuck you say because it is going to be taken wrong if you do not clarify. I don't care if you said it in kind of your off moment and kind of your feisty moment or whatever. This is all about, in today's society, especially with the amount of technology out there, how quickly information is disseminated. You like my word, disseminated?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
It's very tasty. With how quickly information is disseminated into the, you know, general public, you have to be careful of what you say or somebody's going to take it wrong, and this is what's going to happen. You're going to have a huge backlash. So just, I mean, have some level of professionalism.
Do what? Somebody, you know, they hired somebody to work the soundboard. Why wasn't there somebody there to, you know, oops, sorry, you're...
Yeah, your mic turned off. My bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I'll tell you one thing, though. When you're at an event like that and you're in the heat of the moment, whoever's running the soundboard probably wasn't even thinking of that. Just saying.
It was kind of amusing
that this year that they canceled BlizzCon. They won't be having one this year at all.
Yeah.
I think they should just come to E3 and stop being little bitches.
I do, too, little bitches.
That's all I want to say, because I'm tired of not seeing them at E3.
And I loved WoW for a very long time. I was a very loyal, not as long as Ginger, mind you. I was a very loyal player, but after a while, they made it so fucking easy and just ruined it.
It was easy for me from day one. But
so easy. It was ridiculous.
I got the beta invite. I'm not going. The thing here is I think it's really odd. You have two sects of people on two opposite ends of the spectrum that are doing the exact same thing, not realizing that the climate of our industry is changing. Mm-hmm. Whereas you used to be able to get away with using, oh, that's gay, or making comments, derogatory comments about women, there are companies now that are actually, and we're thank you for doing so, that are saying, you know what, you say comments like that, we're just not going to deal with you. We really don't want to talk to you. Because we can't afford – they're starting to adopt my mentality, which is when I look around the room, I can have a portion of the money or I can have all the money. How
exactly.
I get all the money is I don't want to offend anybody in here. You gay, I love you. You female, I love you. You like having sex with goats, I love you. Whatever it is you want to do,
just don't show me the video. That's all.
Don't you be having sex with my goats.
Wow, I don't know what you guys have been doing. Who have you been hanging out with? Seriously.
For once, that wasn't me. I'm just saying.
You? We've been hanging out with you. We learned about watching you. I got pictures.
All the videos have been sent, yes.
And I just want to clarify that statement. Master Blaster does not have sex with goats, I think.
No. We didn't say he had sex with goats.
I don't, let's put it this way. There's no photographic evidence of me having sex.
There we go.
No photographic evidence. I like that.
There might be some audio floating around, though.
Wow.
Corey does make a convincing goat out of that.
Oh, you wish.
Somebody's going to get cut.
They made me snort that time. Damn.
That was awesome.
Damn.
That was awesome, just saying.
Something wrong with you people.
You loved it.
There's something wrong with you people. I tell you guys that every week. It doesn't mean I don't love you, but there is something wrong with you. I just want to make sure everybody hears. When I come up missing and they start having a barbecue, just so y'all know where to look first, these three right here. And don't eat the barbecue. Although I
don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Look, although I
spiked it.
Look, although I'd be very tasty, don't eat the barbecue. Mm-hmm. Don't trust them. Okay, who's next?
Girl, from what I heard, you are tasty. I'm just saying.
You know what?
Nah.
Okay, I'm going to make Ginger cry just to get us off this topic.
Oh, don't make me cry. Are you going to ruin it? Don't.
Sorry.
No.
Sorry.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Do it.
I got to tell you.
If somebody out there is enjoying you begging, you go ahead. Go a few more minutes. We're gonna do
it. Hands out of the pants, damn
it. Damn, like, hold on a minute.
Hands you know above the desk.
You remember when they were talking about making a Halo movie?
Aww. No, I don't think I actually wanted a Halo. Well, I don't know. Maybe I want a Halo movie.
Well, it's not happening.
God damn it. That's fine. They would have ended up putting some pretty boy pansy ass as Master Chief and
probably Brad.
They should have The Rock as Master Chief.
Oh God, no.
He was
already in Doom. He did a good job with the Doom movie, actually.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I suggested it, because he did a good job with the Doom movie. He had his usual sarcastic charm, and God, that motherfucker was hot. I just want to
You know,
what were they talking about?
I don't know, but you know when you said that, I remember I was telling you I watched Fast Five because I hadn't seen it yet. I love the whole Texas accent he picked up. I'm like, you look like you got a choice, boy. I was like, oh, you got a southern. Oh, hey there.
How are you?
Ooh, and his, I love his smile, that lopsided with the.
He's got a giant shit eating grin. Don't even pretend
he
like
does,
he's not sexy.
But and I
that is sexy. It is sexy. I don't know why it's sexy on him. If somebody else came up to me grinning like that, I'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Exactly. But on him, it's like, hi.
It's because he's so big.
I guess so. You want to be like, can I make you smile?
He ain't got enough to stand there. Stand there. Sit down.
Just
sit there.
How big is he?
Girl, that's my question, and I've always wanted to know.
6'3", maybe? 6'3", 6'2"?
No, that wasn't what I was talking about.
I'm talking about. You know what? You couldn't handle the truth. Anyway.
You bitch, please. Bitch, please.
Work. You need to stop.
Hey, because you're begging doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I bet it could. Not really.
So anyway, Microsoft and a couple of other people have said no. Someone named Russell saying the failure of the Halo movie remains a potent illustration of the gulf that still lies between Hollywood and the video game business. Basically, they were not scared that
a Halo movie would do better than their cheap ass fucking movies they've been putting out.
It's a good old boys. Hollywood is. Okay. If you read the article, it says Hollywood's pretty much a good old boys network. So the representative that they had that was going to negotiate with Hollywood for them was actually knee deep in Hollywood himself, right? So he's sitting there arguing with this with the movie studio over things, and then right at the end, I mean, really getting hot and heavy about this whole thing, and Microsoft's thinking, oh hey, we got a great representative on our side. He's really hitting it hard. Then right after the meeting, he's like, oh, you coming over for my? He's talking to the guy. He was just drilling really hard. He's like, you coming over for Passover? You're gonna eat at my eat Passover at my house? I mean, it's like the guys are friends. They go golf the next day. They yell at each other and they golf. So they pick somebody to negotiate with Hollywood, who was negotiating with basically his best friends. You think he's going to get them the best deal?
No,
of course not. And then on top of that, it was said that Microsoft wanted things their way. They're used to dealing with, video game companies and the companies that, produce games on their Xbox. They're used to dealing with them their way. They set the terms, not in Hollywood. Hollywood sets the terms. That's just the way it is. And Microsoft isn't used to.
So Microsoft's probably going to be trying to get themselves together a movie studio, much like Ubisoft has been doing with all their, we're getting a Assassin's Creed movie, we got Prince of Persia, and who else were they doing? Ghost Recon, or what were they doing? Splinter Cell, I think. So I don't really want them to do Splinter Cell.
Yeah.
They did pretty good with Microsoft.
Prince of Persia?
I didn't really like Prince of Persia. I saw it.
I wasn't
It was kind of like,
I'm going to need for Jake Gyllenhaal not to talk. I'm sorry. He's one of those where you just want to look at him. Don't talk, Jake.
No, he's good. He was, oh my God, he was fucking awesome in Jarhead. But in Prince of Persia, it was just kind of like, he's still beautiful, though. Damn.
That's why I said I'm going to need for him not to talk.
And he really does have that kind of lopsided, boyish grin that you just,
I'm
going
to need for him not to talk.
Baby, don't say a word, Jake.
Exactly.
He'd be like, and he has this lisp thing that I don't like either. He'd be like,
I like it.
No, I don't. Just stand there.
I like it. I just
stand there and look pretty. Thank you.
There you go. I'm going to have to muzzle you, boy, if you talk. I'm going to have to muzzle you.
I think my hormones are going a little crazy today.
Yes, you are.
Today?
The Dark One is saying he's glad. Dark One is saying he's glad that there's no Halo movie because he hated the games. Boy, there's the people, the pitchforks.
Dark One, me and you in an alley after the show. Thank you.
And it won't be what you think it is.
It won't be the fun thing, all right?
No.
You might like the not fun thing. You know what? You're not alone, though. I am not. Let me not say I don't like them. I think I've had too much Halo. It's time to leave the bar.
Down, both of you.
Yeah, I know. I can't do it anymore. Every time y'all say Halo, I get a little excited. There's a little tingle, and I'm like, I don't really want to play. Mm-mm. I'm tired of riding the Warthog. I mean, granted, I still do get a kick out of seeing somebody shot and all their items come off of them. That still just cracks me up, but I can't spend hours just watching y'all get shot. I swear to God, it was my picture that in my head. It makes me laugh. Oh, God. But I'm haloed out, so I don't know about the movie. I don't know how Ubisoft is going to do with their movie. I'm trying to see now if they're actually still doing Splinter Cell. Because it's gone from IMDb. It was up for a while. Them saying they were going to do the movie. I haven't seen it. Oh, wait. I stand corrected. When the hell did this come on? They must have not done well.
Wait.
Oh, yep,
Gladys nope, got you. Hold on.
Hmm? Yeah, apparently we are getting something's going on. Looks like a movie slated for 2013 is when we get the Splinter Cell movie.
Really? Y'all can make Splinter Cell, but you won't make my Halo. You dirty bitches.
And I can't see the preliminary cast, unfortunately, either.
Well, you know why? Well, you know why though? Splinter Cell. It's because the guy who wrote Splinter Cell. He's done tons of Hollywood movies.
Isn't that such a movie?
That's what's his face from what's his name? I forget his name.
It's not Clancy.
So, yeah, Clancy. It is Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the issue. The issue, and of course, if you go to IMDb and look, the issue is everybody wants to know who's going to play Sam Fisher, because obviously the person that does the voice, Michael Ironside, is in his 70s. He cannot do it. The list of people that everybody's wanting, top of the list is George Clooney, which I say is a good choice. Dominic Purcell, Bruce Willis. Sorry, Bruce is getting a little up there. I don't think he's going to do it. Jason Statham, good choice. Gerard Butler. Okay, wait a minute. That's a damn good choice, actually.
Oh, shit.
I like that choice. I like that choice a lot.
I do, too.
Why is Vin Diesel on this list? Hell no. I love Vin, but he is not Sam Fisher. It is not going to happen.
Mm-mm. Although he was good in, what was it called? Pitch Black?
Yeah, he's in Pitch
Black. Yes.
He was very good in Pitch Black.
I can kind of see where you're drawing the comparison, but he's just, Vin's too big. Sam is muscled, but he's slim, because, you know, he's all stuff.
No, actually, Vin is slim. It's just in some of his movies, he's made to look big.
No, you ain't seen him lately. He been eating chickens wrapped around steaks or something.
Oh.
Money for you not to be eating or something. You have to slim down a lot to play Sam Fisher.
He can do it, though. Didn't he slim down a lot for another role?
No. He gained weight for another role. It looked like it stayed. It found him and it stayed with him.
Still, that motherfucker is hot. I don't care.
They're actually having some good picks. One person that they left off this list that I said is absolutely perfect, the voice, the whole demeanor and everything, and nobody else here watches the show but me, Desperate Housewives, you people,
yeah, I like that show.
Women out there, the guy that plays Mike Delfino, I cannot think of his real name, but he is perfect. He looks like him. His voice sounds like him. He's all muscle. He's around the age Sam Fisher is. He's got him. Or you can go ahead and go with this Gerard Butler thing. I'll take that.
Butler is hot, so yes. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that if you're okay with that.
In a bodysuit? Yeah, I'm all kinds
of. Oh, shit. Girl, okay, for some reason.
I think she just had an orgasm right there.
I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, whoa, what did I just hear there?
Damn.
Now, Dark said he'd rather see that than the Halo movie. I gotta say, I would like to see that too, mostly because I know at the beginning of the movie they're gonna get me all up in the high register with the opening credits, because you know you're gonna hear my favorite noise, the noise when he turns on his night vision goggles. And I'm gonna be like, ah! I'm just gonna pass out in the movie theater. Y'all know how.
Yes.
Much like I tried to dive into the orchestra pit at Video Games Live my first year there.
Wow.
I heard Legend of Zelda and it was like, oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, somebody has pictures of that somewhere. I'm going to need you to keep those hidden. Okay, what are y'all doing? Stop that. Turn that toy off.
I have no idea what that was. So is it my turn? Is it my go?
Yes.
All right. My weekly bitch. Hey, you chicks want a Bon Jones.
Hey, what is the segment called? My Weekly Bitch?
That's a good segment.
Who is your Weekly Bitch? I want to know.
My Weekly Bitch is going to be Tawana Bond Jones.
You know what? I think it's staying on the show just because you named it. There you go.
Sounds like a person. My Weekly Bitch.
Ginger is my Weekly Bitch every week.
Yeah, I'll bend over every week for you, baby.
Damn right.
Oh, God.
All right, so Tawana Bond Jones, this narrow-minded little chick, has written a play called Game Over. And if you want to find it, you can go check it out over at Game Politics. But the deal is her...
Wait, Nikki, that's this woman. Go ahead.
The play, newlyweds have a day off but argue about how to spend it. The wife wants to spend some quality time with her husband, but her husband wants to spend some quality time with gaming. All right, some of the wonderful things that she had to say was, I was astounded when I saw all the YouTube videos of adult men going crazy over video games. Her own husband, she's incredulous that he wants to spend $50 or $60 on one video game. She realized gaming is bigger than the 1980s Atari. And it made me believe or feel that men, they view it as an investment and really cherish their gaming consoles. Pretty much, this whole play is to bash on gamers because, you know, gaming is the horrible thing. It's what ruins your marriage. It's why your husband doesn't want to spend time with you. That's why your spouse avoids you. And how dare he spend $50 on a game.
And, of course, it's all men playing games and there are no women playing games.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bitch, please.
Yeah.
Of course, she's super boring.
Yeah. She got his $50 game. Bitch, how much does your weave cost? How much does your neck cost? How much does your makeup cost?
Oh, she's in wait. She did that the other one, but it was much more toned down. Damn.
Seriously. I mean, especially if you're getting filler nails, that's $45. You got your weave.
Or when you're getting what nails?
Your what?
Solar nails, which are better than the...
Filler. She said filler.
No, I said solar. Solar nails. Solar nails.
Oh, the solar. Okay.
Solar nails.
What the fuck is a solar nail?
Those are the ones you get put on.
It's a nail. It's powered by the sun.
They are harder. They don't chip. They don't break. They don't fall off like the other ones will.
Basically, I just use my natural nails. Go ahead.
Basically, what they do, let me explain briefly. It's kind of like they put the fake nails on, then they put a cover over them, and then they kind of bake them under, like, is it a UV lamp or something like that?
Yeah, UV lamp.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they don't break. Literally, they don't break, but they're bad for your nails, girls.
They're so bad for your nails.
Yeah.
But you're going to spend about $45 for those. Then you got your pedicure. Then you got your cute little shoes and all your little jewelry and your makeup.
Your eyebrows, your hair, your lower.
Shit.
You get your eyebrows threaded or waxed. Remember, we were breaking it down. Didn't we break down the numbers the other morning? Yeah, you got your eyebrows waxed.
Are you waxing yourself, or are you paying some chick to wax you?
Mm-hmm. You also got to get your cheeks waxed. You got to get your mustache waxed if you got one. Girls, don't be trying to be funny and act like you don't.
Exactly. So, I mean, you're going to bitch about his $50 game.
That's $120 easy.
Yeah, you were spending, yeah.
Ugh.
This woman.
Games ruin marriages. No, stupid bitches ruin marriages.
Woo! Nice. I was waiting for that.
You know she was going.
And I gotta admit, Ginger is right. Stupid bitches ruin marriages. And it's either a stupid bitch in the marriage or some stupid bitch outside of the marriage.
No,
sit down and play with him. Sit down and find a hobby you both enjoy. But if you want him to just sit there and watch TV with you or, you know, fawn over you, oh, fuck that bullshit. Go get a puppy.
No. Let me jump in here real quick, okay?
Tag.
Hey. I'm talking.
I said tag. I tagged you. Tag.
Oh, I thought you said hey. All right, cool. I'm tagged. Does that mean you own me now? Because that might be a problem.
No.
Anyway. you might have some competition there. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Let me go ahead and tell you. As a gamer,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to want to be with someone who is also a gamer. And if he's not a gamer, or she, because, you know, I swing that way. If he or she is not a gamer, I'm going to want them to understand that I am a gamer and I'm going to need time to play my game. And yes, I will make time for them too, but bitch, do not complain about me playing my game when I know for a damn fact you have got other hobbies and other habits that probably annoy the shit out of me too. Do you sit on your ass and watch TV all night? Okay, that's taking time away from me. Do you go out all the time with your girlfriends, your boyfriends, whatever? Okay, that's taking time away from me. Don't sit there and act like you are a little Miss Perfect and your husband's just a big bad meanie who all he does is play games and ignore you. Fuck that. Go find your own life.
Yes.
Let me repeat my saying from earlier in the week. Guys, you're gamers. You want to be happy for the rest of your life? Find a girl gamer and make her
damn
your
damn right.
Mm-hmm.
And we are out there. I have you know.
Girl gamers are going to be a lot kinkier than the other ones.
Right. I don't think I've met a girl gamer yet who was not kinky.
You may be right about that.
Yeah, I'm serious. Because us three in this show, damn.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Our conversation before and after the show.
I'm so good. I don't know what you're talking about. The thing,
do not make me break out my stories.
I think the thing that worries me about this woman is, unfortunately, she's gotten a platform, and this is yet another reason why we will have less women getting into the industry. Someone on Twitter before we did the show, when I was talking about the VP of Google being hot, was saying that women, that Google really didn't have any women working there. And
really?
This is, yeah, he says there's, he, what did he call it, the sausage fest? Wait a minute, this is from Magister Rex. He's been listening to our show since forever. But he says even the senior management team only has 3 out of 18 positions filled by women. And the executive officers, there's no women. So this is one of the reasons why we don't have women, because women like this manage to get a platform with their big ass fucking mouths talking about how women,
yep,
you know, women are being neglected. The guys are all playing games. No, as Blaster said, maybe you're boring. Maybe your husband or your boyfriend don't like you. And it probably has to do with the fact that you are so busy writing plays about how upset you are about mm-hmm. him doing something that he likes to do. Sometimes you have to do things apart as a couple. You do them together. But as we explained earlier in the week, but we had to clean it up because it was morning, bitch, break out your Victoria's Secret.
Thank you.
Put on your heels and
you.
Go and sit beside your guy while he is playing the game. Put your feet up in his lap and get out your iPad to do your work. Just chill there. You're still there with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing, and you're there with him. And when he's done, you climb in his lap and you say, let me see what else you could do with that controller, baby.
Yes. Or you take those controllers and you use them as accessories.
Girl, I have done that. It's fun. Don't ask. Okay.
ask later.
That's for later. But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Corey, you hit on a spectacular point, and I want to go ahead and expand on that. If you say your man is ignoring you, unless he has a serious addiction, and I'm not just saying addiction to video games, it could be addiction to anything, addiction to porn, addiction to alcohol, mm-hmm. whatever. If you say he's ignoring you in favor of something else, you need to, like, kind of look at yourself and be like, am I boring? Do I nag him all the fucking time? Because I'm telling you, if you nag your significant other, be it a male or female, you nag them enough, they're mm-hmm. not going to want to be around you. Okay?
Especially about our game?
Yes. Fuck that. Don't nag me about my game. If you are passive-aggressive with what you're trying to do, if you are like, oh, honey, do you want to... Oh, you don't want to? Oh, well, I guess that's okay. I'll just be over here. Bitch, please. Be like, honey, put the game controller down. Meet me in the bedroom in 5, and we'll rock your world. Okay?
You ain't even got to say that. You know, if you got a guy, like you said, that's not addicted. If Blaster's here, back me up. If I was your woman walked past you, she's wearing some floss, and you're playing a game, and she just stops just for a second and catches your eye while you're playing, and then she keeps on going. Are you going to still keep playing? Aren't you going to be like, I got to go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. 100%. Of course. That goes without saying. I mean,
yeah,
if you've got a penis.
But this is the thing, though. A lot of guys, this is the thing. If she's being ignored, okay, and it's been going on for a while, and he's really intent on his game, sometimes they need a little more than walking by. He's not even looking at her. He's looking at her game. Because I'm telling you, when I'm playing my game, when I'm playing my computer game and somebody walks by, I don't even pay attention. I'm, like, in my game. But if I hear something, I'm going to go look over at them, and if I see my significant other dressed in something fucking sexy, I'm like, hot damn. Without even looking back at my keyboard, I got to go. It's probably like, in the keyboard.
Wait, I got one better for you, because I'm about to call Ginger out. Ginger told me to hold on. I'm like, Ginger been gone for 30 minutes. I said, what's taking us so long? I put my head. I took my headset off. I forgot I was talking to her. She came back. Hello. I was like, there he is. 45 minutes later. See, that's how you roll. That's how you do, people. Mm. If you want their attention, you have to get it. And it does not mean coming and nagging. Especially gamers, we're a little bit different.
I'm gonna be like, you know what, bitch? Stand over in the corner. I'm done for right now.
No, you know what happens? Because I have thrown a controller at a bitch before. You see me here killing these zombies. Don't come in. You don't.
Stop the violence, Corey.
Hey, y'all know how I roll. You don't come in talking about, did you make anything? You see me killing these zombies, and you stand in front of the TV. Really? Well, I just, bam!
Oh, hell no. If I die.
Yes, and I died. Now look what you did. You done broke my controller,
God,
and I'm dead.
I hate. And you know what? You can pause console games and single player games, and when I'm in an MMO, and you make me die, and you
after I've been trying to do something for hours.
Thank you. Mm-mm. I'm like, bitch, really? Really? And you see the face I'm giving Court, really?
Yes, that's everybody's face. That's the same face.
Court, you getting face right now. Face.
Getting face, baby.
Okay, because I got to admit, I dated this one guy. A hardcore gamer, really hard, worse than me, really bad gamer. And I wanted some attention, and I did what Corey said. I put on the skimpiest pair of panties I could find, pair of heels, and that was it. And I walked by him, switching my ass, put a hand on my hip, turned and looked at him over my shoulder, went, and kept walking. Next thing I know, we're at it.
That's
all you gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you gotta do. This woman, again, girl, something wrong. Let me talk to you for a minute. Girl, come close to the speaker. Come. Something is wrong with you and your man. It is not games. You're not doing something right.
Thank you. And if it wasn't him in the game, he would be in something else because you're probably bugging the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be in something else or someone else.
Thank you.
See, now I wasn't going to go there, but...
I'm glad somebody did.
It's raw. There's no lube tonight.
I don't want to subscribe to that manner of thinking because I think we cater to the guys too much about trying to cater to what they like. But that's a whole other show. But I'm more of a leave your significant other alone if they're doing something that they enjoy. If it's something you cannot get into, then that's when you say, you know what, honey? I know you like doing this. Maybe, you know, after you're done... Or maybe tomorrow because most gamers are not done. Don't be thinking he's going to pay play for 2 hours. Any gamer will tell you, if I sit down with the intent to play something, I'm going to be there a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to pack a lunch and I'm going to spend a while there. You need to just either get out of the way or you can sit down with me. We were talking about, here's another, hey, I see that Second Life comment in the room. You need to sit down with him and either do what you call the side gaming where you sit there and you comment on what's going on the screen. I don't know about anybody else, but I actually like that. That doesn't bother me. If somebody's sitting with me and
that bugs the shit out of me.
It doesn't bother me. If
I'm gaming, don't talk to me because chances are I'm immersed in the game because I'm all about the storyline. All about the storyline. So if I'm in a game, I'm playing, I'm probably paying attention to the scenes. I'm paying attention to the storyline. I'm reading the quests. I'm doing all this. And if you're talking to me, you're in my ear. You're distracting me, and it's ruining the
MMOs.
Game.
MMOs, you can't really talk to anybody because you do have to read.
No, I'm talking about single-player games, too. I just can't do it. I'm all about when I'm in my game, I'm in my game.
I am like Snow. If I am gaming, well, Corey, you know this. If I am gaming, I ain't paying attention
well,
to
it. No. Yeah. See, it's different. We've all been gaming before. All the four of us have been playing a different game, and we still converse, but it's different. It is in a manner of sides, kind of a side gaming thing where we're commenting on what's going on. There's a way to do it is what I'm saying. You can sit there with your significant other. What you don't want to do is keep asking 4 or 5 questions. If they're fighting, be like, oh, hit him. That's funny. You like you got your cheering section. That's fun. You can sit there with your significant other. What you don't want to do is, did you say, don't touch my game. Don't touch my controller.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start asking me questions. Don't be like, when are you going to be done playing? That's an elbow to the face. That's almost an instant elbow to the face. When are you going to be pop? And I just keep right on playing. Shut up. Don't say anything. So there's a way to sit there with them. And again, as I said, put on your Victoria's Secret just so you make your intentions known if you're trying not to be too pushy. I don't know why some of you girls out there are trying not to be pushy. I'm going to just tell you, be pushy. But sit down in your Victoria's Secret and your heels and put the feet in the lap, and you get out your book and you just read. You're still there with him. He's still playing, or she. Guys, please don't put any Victoria's Secrets on. I'm not telling you to dress
up. I was
going to
do that. I was going to give my advice next to the guy.
No. I will slap
if you look better in my lingerie than me. No.
No. I'll tell you, I like it. I like it when a guy is in nothing but like boxer briefs.
Oh yeah.
And he's got, you know, he's got body and he walks by and he just kind of strutting. You know, they have that swagger.
Mm-hmm.
Love that swagger. And you give me that kind of lopsided grin. Oh fuck, boy, it is on.
What did you say, Blaster?
Said when the balls are swinging, you got swagger.
Box of briefs, your balls should not be swinging in box of briefs. If they are, your box of briefs are too big. But if I see him like that, it is fucking on. I will tackle you on the carpet. We will fuck right there. I'm done.
Yes, yes. Rug burns, baby, rug burns.
I've had rug burn before in places I don't want to mention.
Look, you know what? You ain't even got to look at me. If you walk by in the boxer briefs and you just rub your own chest.
Ooh, shit.
Just as you walk past so I can see, I'd be like, all y'all will hear is this.
That guy's a scene from Little Nicky when he's climbing through the fire escape. He comes across that guy rubbing his nipples. That's all I can think of.
No.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Corey. Good luck with that. I don't need luck. I'm good.
No, thank you in the room. You hurt me. I'm going to bring this up. He said XP debt. Oh, that hurts. I was $2.5 million in XP debt in COH, and this was because somebody was doing just this fucking with me, trying to talk to me while I play. And I accumulated this in under 5 minutes. And it took me a year to work off this XP debt. $2.5 million in XP debt.
Ouch.
Wow.
I be hurt.
Okay, no, no. Oh, you know what?
They'd have been hurt.
There was one time I was playing Final Fantasy XI, and for those of you that don't know, when you died in Final Fantasy XI, you lost XP, and the amount that you lost went up as you got higher in levels, and I was probably...
Same with COH.
Yes, I was probably 72, 73. I was like a couple levels away from being max level. And I was playing, and the guy I was dating at the time came in and was trying to talk to me, and I'm like, hang on, and I'm trying to get this done. And the next thing I know, he turns my computer off.
You killed him, right?
I looked at him. I said, this is my exact words, get the fuck out. Don't ever come back. That was it. I was done.
Let me just tell y'all, when Salem comes out, there's going to be a lot of people breaking up. Permadeath? Oh, it's going to be a lot of relationships over.
Don't think. Oh, no.
Baby, I need you to stop playing. Bitch, did you just make me die? Do you understand this is permanent? Oh, wait a minute. Clutch my pearls. Oh, my God.
I count backwards from 20. All right, 20 may not be enough.
I might have to count back from 100. This fucker's about to get killed.
You have to go extreme text. Y'all know what the extreme texting is, okay? See, the light texts warn you northern boys. You have a southern girl, the light texting punishment is she throws hot grits on you. If you fuck up, like permadeath, it's lie. Mm-hmm. And lie, you know, okay. Lie, lie eats skin. Yeah, you don't want to go to sleep after you do something like that. Oh, God.
I'll throw some vinegar on your ass or throw some water on your ass.
Ring a bell, any of you?
I'm going to put some water on your ass and throw lie on you. Just lean
over.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch,
motherfucker.
Ouch.
And lie? Oh, no, not the vinegar. That's going to neutralize it.
That's it. I'm talking just water. Just put water on them and throw the lie. Let it react.
Not the vinegar. That's going to neutralize it. Get out of here, nerd.
Hey, no, that's southernism, honey. Don't fuck with southern girls. We're smart. Everybody thinks because we talk slow, we're not smart. We talk slow because it's too damn fucking hot to talk fast. That don't mean we're dumb. We know how to mix our acids and chemicals and bases.
Oh, I can talk fast, too, but I'll be damned if anybody thinks I'm dumb. Fuck that shit. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and think I'm dumb. Go ahead and think I'm dumb.
Dancing around with that lie on you. Are you going to hear him yelling out, am I dumb now? Am I dumb now, bitch?
Am I dumb now, motherfucker? Yeah, I think so.
Wave the vinegar. You want some of this, don't you? Oh, it hurts, doesn't it? Okay, anyway. So I mean,
everybody's listening going, makes a note, never fuck with them.
True story. Yeah, I know. I was just seeing the Twitter that was going on. Who was it? FBS Nation tweeted at Ginger, don't fucking touch my game.
Yep.
True story, motherfuckers, don't touch.
Now, FBS Nation also says his girlfriend, he's been with her for 28 years. She's a gamer. She's the queen of battle. She'll take combat movies over sci-fi any day. Knife hand expert. That's what we're talking about. My kind of chick.
Yep.
Tell her bring her knives by. Let's compare.
See, that's hot. I'm going to need pictures of this.
Oh, you know what? I had to show Horace. Horace thought I was joking. You know how people think we're joking? When I met Horace today, I said, let me just make sure that I can dispel the rumors of Corey's joking about the cutting. And I pulled my dagger out of my purse. And this is my small one, baby.
I'm going to have to take picture of my little knife. My knife's little. It's little.
Chink. Yeah.
I don't have any knives, but I know how to fight dirty.
Mine is small enough to fit between your ribs.
Put mud on your...
She doesn't have any knives, but she gets pictures of little ones all the time.
Girl, let me tell you, I grew up in a military family with two older brothers as the baby sister. You best believe I know how to fight fucking dirty. Don't mess with me.
But I didn't, you know what? They're in the room talking about white mages and red mages. Support is support in all games, I got to say. Okay. JCG came to save the motherfucking day. You know what? I don't save the day. I save the healer. I always pick the character that's a support and has one healing power. Y'all have heard me say this before, and I give a speech before each and every time we're about to go into a dungeon building if you're in COH. I protect the healer. If the healer dies, fuck all y'all.
Yes, exactly. And that should be the mindset. And if the healer or the tank dies, fuck y'all. Like, as a healer, my focus is the tank. All you DPS motherfuckers, don't whine to me if you die, because that means you pulled hate off the tank. And unless the tank really, really sucks, that is your own damn fault.
And they didn't want their teleport on. I'd be like, I do.
Wait a minute.
I play range a lot. And unless that tank was damn good, they were not going to be holding.
No.
Support. I mean,
I'm not talking about every now and then you pull hate. I'm not talking about that, because that shit will happen.
You'll pull some aggro every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable. Yeah.
But I'm talking about these DPS who constantly pull hate off a tank. Like, they're just unloading. They have no idea how to control their own aggro.
They're
and
not supporting
to me
the
when
tank.
They die.
They're not supporting the tank. You're supposed to try to keep as much damage
right.
off the tank so that he can do the damage. This is in every game, every MMO, people. It works the same. But some of them, yeah, they want to pull. I'm a badass. Bitch, whatever it is going to hit you one punch and you're going to go down.
Exactly. That's why the tank is made, people.
Yes, and my other thing was, I always have a DPS support that has teleport power. Y'all don't have that in other games. Where I could team teleport everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, if you don't have your prompt set where I can teleport you, again, fuck you, you're going to stay there and die. When I teleport the rest of us out to the front of the dungeon and then we walk outside, don't be talking about, come back in and help me. Oh, no, bitch, you should have had your prompt on. No, I heal the healer, and I'll teleport everybody out so that the healer can resurrect everybody once if everybody's dead. But again, the healer died. I don't even care if the tank died. I will tell the tank, if the healer dies, fuck all you bitches. I'm out. I'm doing double fingers, double middle fingers. I'm out, bitches.
Yep.
Mm-mm. No. Some of you out there need to learn how to play your MMOs. Yeah. We have gotten all off of a whole other topic.
Mm-hmm.
I love our show.
Because we're gamers, and we're passionate about gaming. I think that's what makes it so interesting, is we actually do game, and we are passionate about it. But as a healer, I will tell you straight up, if you're DPS and you constantly pull hate off the tank, I'm going to stop healing you. I might throw you, like, a regen or something, but I'll be like, fuck that. I'm going to focus over here. Get yourself killed. Oh, we got, like, 2 minutes left. My bad.
Oh, we do. Look at that.
I used to like – I like also when they added in COH where you could combine little things and make a resurrect. So I would combine – I always kept those items in my inventory, so everybody would be dead. And I'd resurrect, and I'd get up and trot on out. They'd be like, hey, I'm out, bitches. I'm off the team. Hey, XP debt is no bitch. I was like, I'm not going back to that 2.5 million.
No, that's how it was in Final Fantasy XI. If I died as a healer, if I'm the first person to die, y'all ain't doing your job right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all need to fix that shit. So I was like, all right, I'm out.
Sometimes I just leave and then just drop team and people are IMing me. Hey, you know, fuck y'all, I'm out. I have to say it just like that.
Fuck your couch,
bitches.
Hey, Blasted, you got music? You want me to play music?
I do have some music. I don't know how loud it's going to be, but let's give it a try.
Give it to mama.
Give it to me, baby.
Oh, really?
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
Okay, that means it's the end of the show. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news. And then on Tuesday, we have Pixelista. Favorite if you like us, favorite if you don't, bitches. That's how we roll.
Right vibe, ready to get live. Ain't no surprise, take me so high. Jumping those dives, surfing the crowd. Ooh, then I gotta be the man. I'm the head of my band. Mic check, one, two. Then I'm down in the club with a Playboy dust. So they all get loose. Out the bottle, we all get fit. Then again tomorrow, gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, some way, gotta raise the roof, roof. All black shades when the sun come through.
Well, I guess that is how we roll.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?